This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not? That's next month, isn't it? The Pittsburgh Steelers will play in Ireland next season for a regular season game, and it is the talk of the town. And joining us from the Pittsburgh Business Times is Mr. Paul Gopf. You can see Paul on the radio on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. I'm only two generations out of Ireland, so that did me very good.
What part of Ireland is your family from, Paul?
I have my father's family's both from near Belfast and also down near Cork, so north and south. But we just like to call it one Ireland.
And this is a big deal. I know a lot of fans, forget about the records, forget about all the talk, just to be in Ireland, in Dublin, with the Steelers. The demand for this is huge, isn't it?
Yes, I keep hearing a lot about it with people that I wouldn't have expected to want to go to Ireland. They really are looking forward to when those tickets go on sale.
Well, this is the catch. No other sports, I guess, of any of the major sports leagues announces their schedules as late as the NFL. So we're not officially going to know until maybe the first week in May at the latest, but still, that's a long ways off, and a lot of people are chomping at the bit to try to make their arrangements. Though I hear, through a birdie, that they've done some background checking on Croke Park, which will be the stadium the Steelers will play in, to try to find when there's an opening, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think there are a lot of people doing whatever that version of bracketology would be.
and it sounds like September 28th might be a date. And again, I caution people, that's not official by any means. That's just the talk of the town right now. But what about getting there? I know that their official airline is Aer Lingus to Ireland, and then they have Ryan Airlines there. They can fit 82,000 people. I'm guessing 80,000 of them will be Steelers fans.
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of people going over there. Now, there are no direct nonstop flights between Pittsburgh and Dublin right now. So you'll have to kind of see how you're going to go. Either you're going to go the British Airways flight and then skipping over from Heathrow to Dublin, or perhaps Icelandair if they're still flying seasonally from to Reykjavik and then to Dublin. There's a couple ways, and obviously the regular ways that would be, you know, you'd go otherwise, you know, Chicago to London or Dublin or New York there or Philadelphia.
Paul, what about money? What about spending on this when you total it all up, airfare and tickets and then lodging?
That's a good question. You know, especially if you don't know when those flights are going to be, then that means you're either further down the metaphorical runway of the budget before you get there. So obviously, if it's September and October, that's still a relatively more expensive in-season way to get there. And then I'm sure the prices will be higher, and the hotels and other accommodations will be harder to get to. I mean, I know I was in Cardiff, Wales 2 years ago, didn't realize that Ed Sheeran was playing there, and I ended up staying 100 miles away. So, you know, that was a very interesting kind of time.
So it's gonna save me. On that September 28th, which seems to be a target date, and again, caution people, that's just what people are saying. That is not official. But even so, people are speculating, so they're reserving hotel rooms already for that week and weekend. And somebody, and I've never done an Airbnb, but somebody said that. Have you ever done one, Paul?
Yes, I have done an Airbnb. You know, if I were going, by the way, Paul, I would be interested in a package being offered by the Steelers or whoever it would be.
Or Aer Lingus, because they do travel packages as well. I do think that there are a lot of things you'll have to be concerned about, whether the airfare, the flight, getting in and out, you know, and then also a hotel, depending on if there's anything else that's going on there in Dublin, too.
There's a place called Hog's Breath in Dublin, Paul's, and it is the longest continuous operating bar on the island, and it dates back to the 1500s. You're not going to believe this. So every St. Patrick's Day, we would reach out and have, you know, somebody on from the Hog's Breath, right, with the great Pittsburgh connection. Well, it turns out that the guy who was managing the Hog's Breath married a girl from Pittsburgh.
That's fantastic.
So I just typed a search in, travel packages, Aer Lingus, Steelers game, that kind of thing. And one of the results was a website called On Location, and they're selling official Steelers Dublin fan packages, right? And they got a couple things you can do. You can sign up on the wait list I don't know what exactly for, but then they have a priority access set up where you get, you know, all these extras. It's sold out already, guys.
Yeah.
It's sold out.
This is the hottest ticket. I'm saying this is bigger than, in terms of people's desire to do this, than I think the U.S. Open or anything that I've known in recent history outside of the Steelers maybe going to a Super Bowl, which has been a while, and the last one was in Dallas. So it's a hot, hot ticket. And the crazy part is no one can lock in the date with 100% certainty, right?
No, and there also are a lot of fans in the NFL, NFL fans that are in the UK as well. I can't speak necessarily Ireland, but I can speak to Wales. I have several friends who've never been here and are Steelers fans, and perhaps even only speak to me because I live in Pittsburgh. I don't know.
Yeah, and if you don't know, the Steelers have an official relationship sanctioned by the NFL with Mexico, Germany, and of course Ireland, with the great history of the Rooney family. So we'll see, Paul. Are you going to go?
I am not. No.
What?
No, I.
You got to cover this.
How about you, Larry? No, Larry. How about you?
I'm going, man.
Like you're gonna go.
I don't care how it happens. I'm going. Yeah, you got this. A once in a lifetime opportunity.
Oh yeah. But you know what, though, if you fly Aer Lingus, you're going to have to fly from Cleveland. Won't that be a bitter pill for Steelers fans?
On that note, thank you, Paul. Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Business Times with Paul Goff. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Take care. Thanks.
Yeah, it is a hot, hot ticket.
Yeah, perfect.
And I can tell you.
I mean, I was shocked to see that this priority access thing was sold out already.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Stay tuned next week to the Big K Morning Show.